Live across the Great Lakes State, you're connected to Michigan's most engaging and influential radio and television program, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network.
I'm producer and creative director Tony Cuthbert.
This is meteorologist John McMurray.
Now in the shadow of the Capitol Dome in Lansing, he's heard from the beaches of Lake Michigan to the halls of power and behind closed doors. Here's Michigan's Michael Patrick Shields.
Michael Patrick Shields is on the air.
Good morning, world.
Good morning, Michigan. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in for Michael Patrick today. We had fireworks in the State House yesterday as the legislators came back for one day only to talk about a variety of subjects. On the other end of our line is State Representative Bo LaFave. Thanks so much for getting up and joining us and informing our listeners as to what some of the fireworks were yesterday.
I'm so glad to be here, Kyle. Thank you very much for
I knew you'd be excited to hear from us. All right, so Bo, you had to get up early anyway, so I'm glad that you were able to get up with us and our listeners. All right, so yesterday we had the State House decide to take up a bunch of bills that weren't on the agenda dealing with state rules, and the Democrats weren't all that excited about these bills, were they?
No, they're very disappointed that they had to finally get up and do their job. Which they haven't done for, well, basically ever, and that's fine. Basically, we wanted the governor to say, hey, yeah, we're going to throw the legislature out. You're not going to do your job. But we're gonna throw the legislature out and ignore everything you want and throw out all the rules and... we're going to make up the rules as we go, so here's what we're going to do. And a lot of the Democrats are like, no, it's fine. The governor can do whatever they want. We don't want to even know when she does this. And the Republicans said, you know, if the governor is going to just throw out the law, we'd like to know at least.
And so what you did is you passed a bunch of bills that put limitations on what state agencies and departments can do in terms of issuing rules that impact the entire general population.
Yeah, basically we just said, hey, Governor, if you're going to change laws, please let us know. And most of the Democrats said, nah, we don't even want to know that.
Well, I think to talk about their point, it's if we are in an emergency situation and state government has to move quickly to protect residents, then it doesn't necessarily have time to check in with the legislature and make everything okay, that they got to act now, that they need the flexibility and nimbleness to do that.
Yeah, just don't bother telling the citizens of the United States of America or the state of Michigan, I guess, just do it in the middle of the night. If you want to allow 25-year-old COVID-positive residents to go to nursing homes next to your elderly again, just send them there. And then just don't tell the legislature, I suppose, is what the Democrats wanted. But the Republicans said no. Last time Governor Whitmer did that, she killed hundreds of thousands of residents. So, no, please let us know this time.
So, Bo, I understand that you also introduced some legislation that we may see as soon as today. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
I introduced a couple of resolutions and a couple of bills. Which one are you talking about, Kyle?
Oh, is there a one of Don't Say Gay?
No, that one we actually did not. That one didn't get introduced yesterday.
Okay, all right. So that one's still on the back burner for the moment.
I did do an impeachment resolution.
All right. So talk about that one.
So we've got a couple judges in the state of Michigan who decided that they really don't want to be judges anymore, and they would like to be. You know, they're really upset that they're in the judicial branch and instead of the legislature. and they just made up stuff in the Constitution. So they're going to just throw out laws of the state of Michigan and declared that abortion is in the Michigan Constitution, and they really don't like it, so they're going to just throw it out.
So you're talking in particular about the Oakland County Judge Cunningham, who ruled in favor of the governor's request to suspend the 1931 law that bans abortion except in cases of life of the mother. And basically you're saying that he really exceeded his authority and should be removed from office.
Yes, sir.
So okay.
The legislature of the state of Michigan and the governor signed a law that said, you know, abortion is wrong. We should not have this in the state of Michigan in 1931. And almost 100 years later, a judge has took it upon themselves to reread the Michigan Constitution and magically found a right to abortion in the Michigan Constitution that doesn't exist. It hasn't existed for 100 years in the Constitution. It is not there. I am tried to impeach Gretchen Whitmer for making things up and saying that there are things in the Constitution, gets to do things unconstitutionally. If you want to make laws, I understand. It's awesome. Become a lawmaker. It's the House of Representatives. It's the Senate. But no, you don't get to do that as the governor, which Gretchen Whitmer's tried to do by putting 25-year-olds into nursing homes. And you don't get to do that as a judge. You don't just do that as a judge. I disagree with the judge's ruling. That's fine on a bunch of different issues. But you don't just say, yeah, you have a magical constitutional right to have to make abortions and put it in the Constitution.
But judges have taken great liberties in reading the law for years. This is not unique to this case. They look at laws and sometimes they give them kind of broad meaning and read them a little differently. Should they be removed from office just because they have a more expanded view of the Constitution?
Well, number one, they didn't read a law in this case.
All right. They read the Constitution and they have an expanded view of what that means. And in this case, they say that that a woman should have, according to the Constitution, the authority to decide what to do with her body.
Where is that in the Constitution? Where does that exist? It isn't. I guess I just pull up. I just listen to Maxine Waters sometimes, and she said famously, "Impeach 45." And in this case, I can probably think about 45 judges and unelected state officials in the state of Michigan who probably should be impeached. I'm kidding. But it's not there. If you want to be a lawmaker, we have 148 positions available to you. You have a job. Read the Constitution. It's not that big. If it is there, like equal protection, like
thank you. Bo LaFave, state representative from Iron Mountain.
Hi, I'm David Hall from Hall Financial. A flimsy pre-approval from a big box lender or a bank just isn't going to cut it in today's market. You need a 5-star certified pre-approval from Hall Financial. 866-CALL-HALL or go to callhallfirst.com.
Have you ever considered being a school bus driver or attending on a bus to help students? Now is the perfect time. Dean Transportation has immediate openings and offers paid training to obtain a commercial driver's license. With increased pay, benefit packages, flexible scheduling, and a sign-on bonus, Dean Transportation may be the career choice for you. No experience needed. Apply now at deanjobs.com and start your paid training. Head to deanjobs.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When it's your moment, that once-in-a-lifetime moment, you don't just want jewelry. You can get that anywhere. You want a memory that will go down in history. Your history. Your moment. We're Medawar, crafted with exquisite style, quality, and love. So your present will be stunning every time you look at it. Every time someone notices it. And they will notice. We've devoted our lives to this art, and we're proud to share it with you. The gift you want to give is here.
Medawar Jewelers in Lansing, Ogemas, Jackson, Portage, and Brighton.
It's September 2022. I'm David Hall from Hall Financial. A free 5-minute mortgage review can show you just how much equity you've gained in your home. We're helping our clients gain financial independence. 866-CALL-HALL or go to callhallfirst.com.